Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is genealogy sources. Are you the genealogist in your family? Are you the collector of the stories, photos, and anecdotes about your family? Where did you get your information? Is it credible? Believable? Accurate? If you intend to do any genealogical research, you need to keep records of the work you do. At a minimum, you need to create a profile of each individual in the family. Start with yourself, add 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents. Wait, what are we doing here? You don't need to do all this at once, but you will chip away at it one profile at a time until you have them all. Start with your profile. Use it as your model for what will come. Yours is the easiest, and will be the most complete, but the other profiles you create should be similar. First, middle, and last name, surname, birth date and location. If you're married, when, and to who? That's a profile for your spouse. Do you have kids? Another profile for each of them. Parents, siblings. More profiles. As you work, add dates and locations of deaths, keep notes about when they got married, where they lived, and begin to create profiles for their kids, parents, and siblings. The numbers will add up quick. For one person, there's you, 2 parents, 4 grandparents, 8 great-grandparents, 16 great-great-grandparents, and you're at 5 generations, the minimum to be truly useful to you as a genealogist, with a total of 31 profiles, not counting kids and siblings. Add another 31 for each of the ones you have and you're talking about 961 profiles. If you've worked hard and made an honest effort to work on the initial 31 ancestors, anyone who comes before you, you probably even feel like a genealogist. If you haven't, now is the time to decide if you really want to spend your time this way. If you don't, you see why there really aren't a lot of genealogists out there. If, on the other hand, you want to go on, now you can do the kids and the siblings. You've done the hard work to get to 31, or 961, so now you're just filling in much of their information from the information you've already collected. Along the way, as you work, create a list of sources for where you found the information in each of the profiles you created. Names and facts are okay, but names and facts, and proof, is what you really need. What is a good source? What's the best way to prove what you've got? In her book, Evidence Explained, Elizabeth Shone Mills defines 6 levels of confidence for the information you collect. First, certainly, you have no reasonable doubts about the information you've collected, based on sound research and good evidence. Second, probably, you feel the information is more likely correct than not, based on sound research and good evidence. Third, possibly, you feel some evidence supports the facts, but it's far from proven. Fourth, likely, you feel the odds weigh slightly in favor of the validity of your information. Fifth. Apparently, you presume the information is correct, based on experience, but you haven't tested it for truthfulness. And, sixth. Perhaps, you suggest the fact is plausible, but must be tested to verify. Where is your confidence level in the work you're doing? You will find most of what you collect perhaps apparently true, maybe even likely or possibly true. It's the facts you collect that are probably or certainly true that become your sources. The others should just be in your notes somewhere. If you listen to the Who Am I podcast, you will remember I called myself a collector. Every person you find and have a name for should be a profile in your records. Include them even if you know nothing about them, then share your names with other researchers who might be looking for them and can help you fill in some of the blanks.